lives, no one can prevent us from having those memories. It's the treasure we protect with our lives.
Siegfried.
Dad, Horst Wessellied is banned in Germany. It's a crime. You can go to jail. Why do you sing it?
Rudolf. Who's going to turn us in?
Siegfried.
Now, children don't turn in their parents, but in those times they did.
Rudolf.
I don't understand how my son can't understand my ideals. Where did I go wrong?
Siegfried.
You didn't make a mistake raising me, Dad. You make a mistake choosing your ideals.
Siegfried regrets what he said.
Siegfried. It's not true. You also raised me poorly. You never could talk with me. The only way you expressed yourself was through physical punishment, and now, not even that.
Rudolf. Feelings are useless. They aren't enough for a true German. Our hope is that Germany's power now be restored with the takeover of the world markets. Our Lebensraum is now all over the world.
Siegfried.
Dad, you know you never hugged me. You never comforted me in my sorrows, in my low moments, and now you talk to me about Lebensraum.
Rudolf, I was raised that way. My father and my grandfather were raised that way. I have raised my son that way, with ideals, not feelings.
Siegfried,
Dad, do you know the only thing I asked myself all of these years? Why didn't you listen to the teacher? That was the only question. I was always the guilty one. My reasons, my point of view, never existed.
Rudolf, I have always believed that fear is weakness and tears are for women. We must be warriors with steel hearts. I have raised you that way.
Siegfried,
Germany has a tumor in its past. It's a tumor that is already metastasized and won't go away quietly. Our country needs serious surgery.
Rudolf, I don't need surgery. I was a faithful soldier who obeyed orders. I was never a member of the party.
Siegfried,
why didn't you become a member of the party?
Rudolf, I was never a politician. I didn't want to take on political responsibilities. I wanted to be a soldier.
Siegfried,
fair enough. You didn't want to because you knew what was happening. Not being a part of the party meant having health insurance, and it worked for you. Now you are working in the Department of Defense.
Rudolf, we served and dedicated our lives to Germany, and Germany betrayed us. We also suffered a lot, not only your beloved Jews.
Siegfried, every time we talk about the war, you put on your wax face.
What is so serious? What could it be?
Rudolf, you know everything you need to know. You have to keep on living. The past is stomped on. Look forward and never back.
Siegfried, you could have rejected immoral or unethical orders, but you decided not to question your orders.
Rudolf, a German never questions his orders. That is betraying his homeland.
Siegfried,
did you know about the mass killings, about the concentration camps?
Rudolf, I've already told you everything you need to know.
Siegfried,
Dad, the Jews weren't civilian victims of the war, collateral damage. They were the target of a systematic process of annihilation and destruction.
Rudolf,
the Jews created that propaganda, and you believe it. Nothing like that ever happened. It's pure propaganda.
Siegfried,
how can one commit so many crimes in the name of love for his country, his homeland?
Rudolf, wars must be fought and men must die to honor their homeland. That world no longer exists. No one respects anything anymore. They don't even understand us.
Siegfried,
I think you knew.
Rudolf,